Now, normally being the fourth Wednesday of the month, between 1 and 2, we would have had Sydney McLeish in here to tell us what's been going on and what she, what's been going on in the community. Unfortunately, she can't be with us today. And when I say unfortunately, it's because she's over in Turkey. She'll be there for at Gallipoli for the Anzac Memorial over there. So we can't talk to her. So I thought we'd do a couple of different things. First of all, we're not here to glorify war, and a lot of people say that that's what Anzac Day is. Anzac Day is not about glorifying war. In fact, most of us hate wars. But the main reason that we is to say thank you to the diggers. Without the diggers and the not only the First and Second World War, but the Boer War and also the Vietnam War, we wouldn't have the free society that we do have. Now, I just want to share a couple little things about myself here. My grandfather was actually one of the original Anzacs. He wasn't in that first group that went ashore, that I think very few of them got any further than the beach, and it was just terrible. And we should make a statement here before we get started when we're talking about war. Most of these diggers or soldiers and army and navy and that went overseas, they didn't go overseas because they wanted to. Well, some of them volunteered, but they only volunteered because they felt they had to do the right to preserve what we had. So, and a lot of them didn't go. And the same with the Vietnam War. A lot of those soldiers, I know they were treated fairly poorly when they came home because time had turned against the that war, and probably quite rightly so. I don't want to get into the politics of it all. But one of the things that a lot of those soldiers, we need to remember, were conscripts. I myself was in the barrel. I was really grateful. I didn't want to go and fight a war. And so they were sent over by politicians. And a lot of them didn't want to be there. They did what they had to do to look after themselves, so and to try and get themselves home safely. Unfortunately, in all wars, there is plenty of people that don't make it home. And some of them are 18, 19-year-olds who haven't lived a life. I actually abhor the idea of war, but we need to remember that a lot of these people that went overseas did so because they were sent over by various governments. But we'd like to play a bit of a tribute in the first hour. As I say, my grandfather was in the original Anzacs, certainly in those first few days when they were landing over there. He luckily survived. He wasn't well after a while, and they had to send him home. But he still lived to a ripe old age of 90. But he never. One of the things about war is that a lot of the people just didn't, particularly the First and Second World War, didn't want to talk about what they saw. They didn't want to talk about what they did, and some of them were very lonely. So we're going to play a little bit of a tribute in this first half hour. At 1:30, I've got Greg Carrick coming in. We're going to talk about photography, and he's taken a lot of photos on Anzac Day. So till then, we'll just play a little bit of music, and I'll tell you a little bit about what I think as we go through this next half hour.
In Flanders Fields by John McRae. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow.
Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyu. It was a long march from cadets.
6th Battalion was the next to turn. It was me who drew the card. We did Canungra, Shoalwater before we left. And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me, I was only 19. From Vung Tau riding Chinooks to the dust at Nui Dat, I'd been in and out of choppers now for months. We made our tents at home, VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? A night time's just a jungle dark and a barking M16. And watch this rash that comes and goes. Can you tell me what it means? God help me, I was only 19. Four-week operation, when each step could mean your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself, but you wouldn't let your mates down till they had you dusted off. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, contact! And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then a god almighty roar. And Frankie kicked to mind the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me, he was going home in June. Frankie drinking tinnies in the Grand Hotel on a 36-hour wreck leave in Vung Tau. And I can still see Frankie lying screaming in the jungle till the morphine came and killed the bloody row. And the Anzac legends didn't mention mud and blood and tears. And the stories that my father told me never seemed quite real. I caught some pieces in my back that I didn't even feel. God help me, I was only 19. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And why the Channel 7 chopper chills me to my feet? What's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me, I was only 19.
Sights of a rifle, grab your mates and go to war. And get Give the man a bayonet. Give the man a hat. Land him on the beaches. 8,000 never came back. A rat-a-tat-tat. This is Gallipoli. And don't you forget, you are the diggers of the Anzac. And upheld the spirit of the digger who gives a maid a hand. And in the end they showed the world the spirit of Australia. So things will never be the same in Port Lincoln since they made a movie there. Knock off the shearing and knock off the fishing. Bring up the clippers and knock off the hair. And give the man a uniform. Give the man a gun. He's your younger brother. And he's your only son. This is Gallipoli. And don't you forget, you are the diggers of the Anzac.
The diggers of the Anzac.
This is Gallipoli. And don't you forget, you are the diggers of the Anzac.
That, of course, was John Williamson and Diggers of Anzac. One of the things that I should have said when I was saying before about a lot of these soldiers that are only 18, 19, so that just never came home. Their whole life was over within 18 years, so they never really saw life. But one of the other things that I should have made mention, that when we are honouring them tomorrow, we should also, and we are honouring the nurses and the chaplains, and they often get forgotten, the poor chaplain. Now, while he didn't carry a gun, he was out usually on the front line with some of these guys. Some of them paid with their lives. And apart from that, I mean, it must have been absolutely tragic for a person of the cloth who to be part of a war and actually seeing people, young people, dying. So I don't want to get depressed, but we need to be able to not only think about the soldiers tomorrow, but the nurses and the chaplains, and there were a lot of other people involved as well.
Up from the Royal Two and down past the gate, out to the flight line. We stood in the sun, slouch hat and gun, as two caskets passed us by, and followed the padre onto the hook and out into the pale summer sky. We walked back to Poppy's, then went back to work with the dust still in our eyes. So soldiers, sing me your sapper's lullaby. You give it your all, knowing if you should fall, that all good things must die. These young engineers whose job is to clear the road so we may pass. They're always out front, and when they bear the brunt, man, it happens fast. Sapper D. Smith had a wife and a son, the apple of his eye. Snowy Moreland was just 21, way too young to die. So soldiers, sing me your sapper's lullaby. You give it your all, knowing if you should fall, that all good things must die. Go call your mother, call your old man on that welfare line, and tell him you love him while you still can, 'cause all good things must die. Soldiers, sing me your sapper's lullaby. You give it your all, knowing if you should fall, but all good things must die. All good things must die.
Fought 100 battles, trying to turn the tide, in war with fire and flood and debt and drought. He's a veteran of the conflict that should have brought him to his knees, but he somehow finds the strength to fight it out. His uniform's a battered old Akubra stained with sweat, and a King G shirt that's faded by the sun. 20-year-old four-wheel drive with a red dog in the back, and a stubborn Aussie will to carry on. He's dug his share of trenches, and he's handy with a gun, but it's a losing battle in a war that's never won. Action in the 60s at the end of Vietnam, and now it's life or death here on the land. The enemy's big business, politicians and the banks. Time to stop those mongrels at the gate. While a mining company stake their claim to come and rape the land, he'll be damned if he'll let others seal his fate. He's dug his share of trenches, and he's handy with a gun, but it's a losing battle in the war that's never won. Saw action in the 60s at the end of Vietnam, and now it's life or death here on the land. He fought 100 battles trying to turn the tide. In war with fire and flood and debt and drought. He's a veteran of the conflict that should have brought him to his knees. But he somehow finds the strength to fight it out.